with the house gone. Wee.
What have your hands gone?
Yeah.
I think you've put them down my jumper, haven't you?
Yeah. Think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Are you warming them?
Yeah.
Right. Let's change your nappy and then we have some lunch. Would you like a pillow? Would you like a pillow?
No!
Thomas. What happened when we were... Oh, be careful. What happened when we were coming home today? No, don't do that because it's going into the glass. Pop your head on the pillow, that's it. Hmm? What happened when we were coming home?
I don't know.
What about the wind and the hail and the rain? It was lovely and sunny when we left.
Mum, I needed your biscuit.
Yes. Well, what happened? We left toddler group and the sun was shining and it was gorgeous. And we hadn't gone very far. And it started raining and hailstoning and it was windy. And you were walking, you weren't in your pushchair, were you?
No.
And you asked to go back in. And we popped you in the pushchair and put the rain cover on, because I think the hail was battering your face and it made it sore.
Yeah.
And Joe gave you a biscuit to stop you crying, but you said you didn't want it. So what happened to the biscuit?
Mummy ate it.
I ate it all by myself. It was only a tiny piece of biscuit. It was about a quarter of a biscuit. But...
I don't want it.
You didn't want it, did you? Oh, look, Purdy's here.
So, hello, Purdy. Hello.
Right, lie down again.
Hello, Pussy.
Hello, Pussy.
Hello. Hello, Chicken.
You're calling Purdy a chicken?
Chicken. I've run over. I don't run over. I've been to eat my biscuit. No.
Well, you fell over twice at toddler group, didn't you?
Yes.
What happened? The first time you fell off the little tractor and ended up sitting in the trailer, didn't you?
Yeah, like an animal.
Like an animal? Yes, you were like an animal. You were sitting in the trailer. And what happened then? Did you come to Mummy for a cuddle?
Yeah.
A bit upset, weren't you?
And then I fell over on my scooter.
Then you fell over on the scooter. You were riding around on a scooter. You fell off it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you came to Mummy for another cuddle. And who else was there?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, who picked you up and took you for a little walk? You don't know? Stop whispering.
No. No.
You don't know? Well, what about Lynn?
Yeah.
Lynn, what did Lynn do with you? Thomas, stop saying her name.
Around my scooter.
Did she let you go round and round on the scooter? Was she helping you?
Yeah.
So you didn't fall off?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm so proud.
So proud? Who's so proud? Mummy?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been proud of you today. You've been a good boy.
Hardy.
And then after all that had happened...
Yeah.
We went to story time, didn't we? What was the story about today?
I don't know.
You don't know that, Ivy? Were you not paying attention? No, you monkey. It was about the giraffe.
Look, that's a silly ass.
A silly ass? A silly giraffe?
Yeah. Because my Susan's feet, where's my chin gone?
Where's Thomas's chin gone? You've put the cushion on top of it. You know, because I can't tell what you're saying if you put something over your face.
I know.
Wait. No. No, that's silly. No, I only gave you the cushion to put under your head. If you don't want it, we'll put it back on the sofa. That's it. Whoops.
That's rubbish man's.
It's the rubbish man's. Well, you use Mummy's cushions as a toy, don't you? Like a bin bag.
I say no, it's not, it's cushions.
Yeah, that's quite right, they're not bin bags, they're cushions. Yeah. And then we walked home with Joe and Becky and we went to the chemist and we went to the sausage roll shop, didn't we?
I'm not going to the chemist.
No, you sat outside with Louise, Rachel, Joe and Becky, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then we went to Joe's house. And we walked home, didn't we?
Yeah.
And who's house did we walk past?
Ben
and Charlotte's house.
No, Ben.
No, we didn't see Ben, did we?
In his surgery.
He's where?
In a surgery.
In a surgery?
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's at nursery.
No, subgroup.
It's like a playgroup. It's nursery.
Ben lives there.
Yes, Ben lives there. He doesn't live at the nursery. He just goes there, doesn't he? But we passed his house and he certainly lives there. And we had a nice walk home, and then who did we meet on the doorstep when we got here?
Hello.
Thomas, we've got a short memory, it was only about 5 minutes ago.
Linda.
Linda, that's right.
And Linda gave us a video of Dad.
She gave us a video, yes, it was a video that Daddy had lent her on Saturday. Whoops, I've just nearly trodden on Purdy because I didn't see her.
Sorry. I tripped on you.
Well, no, tripped on you, Purdy.
I'm sorry, Purdy. I didn't mean to.
No, I didn't mean to. I said I didn't see her there, Tom. She's sitting in a silly place, isn't she?
Yeah, stop it. Stay away.
Oh, I don't shout at her.
I'm not like you all day long.
You don't like her all day long?
No.
Why, what's she done to you?
Not done anything.
She's not done anything, so there's no need... Not to like her, is there no reason not to like her?
There's nothing on the wall.
Well, she's rubbing her chin, isn't she, on the wall? Is it funny?
Yes.
Right, let's put your trousers back on.
Put your head like a sausage.
My hair's like a sausage?
Yes.
Well, that's because I just got very wet and wind blown. I had my hood up, didn't I?
Yes.
Let's put your slippers on.
Purdy's fair like a sausage.
Purdy's fair like a sausage?
Yeah, like a sausage, Purdy.
And what's your hair like, Thomas?
A beans.
Your hair's like beans?
Yes.
Oh, sausage and beans. It's a nice combination. Right, can you just sit back down, please? Sit down, good boy.
More like a fall over.
More like a fall over?
I put a plaster on my knees, falling.
Oh dear, you're pretending that a towel is a plaster and you're putting it on your knee because your knee's poorly. Mm. Well, you do have a poorly knee. What happened last night?
Oh, how?
What happened when we came home from meeting Daddy? You fell over, didn't you?
We're like a queen.
Hear somebody's burglar alarm ringing. We've not heard alarms for a long time. Can you hear the bell?
Yes. What was the tank engines?
Thomas, the tank engines?
Mm. I want to be a queen. Dancing queen.
You want to be a queen, a dancing queen?
No. I'm Big Bella.
You want to be Bella? Be careful. Bobby's got a cold, isn't she?
I'm Bella.
Oh, yeah. Right, so let's wash your little hands. Do you know where Purdy's gone? Well, there she is. She keeps moving around.
Yes. Well, you're gone upstairs, darling.
We did think you'd gone upstairs. Of course, you're just sitting, aren't you, by your saucer of milk? She must not want that milk, because it's been there all morning. It was there at breakfast time, and it's lunch time, and it's still there.
That's Auntie Ginger's, Purdy. Yours is there. Your milk's there. That's Auntie Ginger's.
Auntie Ginger?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the ginger cat?
Yeah.
Well, the ginger cat's a boy, so it's not going to be an auntie, is it?
Yeah.
What do we call boys?
Auntie Thomas.
No, not Auntie Thomas. Uncles. Like Auntie Sharon and Uncle David. Boys are called uncle, not auntie.
I've got a camera on the floor!
Be careful. careful, you're going to fall.
I'm Bella.
You're Bella, are you?
Yeah. Hey, Bella.
You're pretending you're Bella from the tweenies.
You're Milo.
Am I Milo? But Bella's a girl and Milo's a boy. Are you pretending I'm a boy and you're a girl? Right,
Daddy's Milo.
Daddy's
Jake.
Daddy's Jake, is it?
Purdy
could be Dougal, the dog, couldn't she? Well, what's the other one called? Fizz? Who could be Fizz?
You'll be Fizz.
Well, I thought I was being Milo. You're Bella. We've got Bella, Milo, Fizz, Jake.
And Dougal.
And Dougal's. There are four of us and five of them. So that leaves us in a bit of a mess, doesn't it? Let's have a look at this.
Yes, got your book.
Who gave you that?
No, no.
Who gave you that?
Mummy.
Well, I'm just giving it to you now. Who gave it to you at toddler group?
No, no.
Charlotte,
yeah. This book is open.
Yes, you can open it. It says Thomas on the envelope.
Just don't worry. Move on this way.
Can I help you?
Can I help you? It's a surprise.
Is this a surprise?
This.
Oh, what's it say? What does it say?
It's a card.
A card? What does it say?
Thomas.
It says, Dear Thomas, will you come to my party? Sutherland, Hope Close, Heaton, Mersey, on the 23rd of February. Between 2 and 4 from Charlotte, RSVP, and it gives her phone number. Oh, look, and there's a nice little bit at the bottom because it says, I will or will not be able to come to your party. So we can write, Dear Charlotte.
That's
Mummy. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's just see what.
That's Thomas.
Is it? Let's just see what day the 23rd is.
23rd is Christmas.
No, 23rd of February isn't Christmas, the 25th of December is Christmas. Right, let's get the calendar out. 23rd, oh no, it's a Wednesday. Mummy works on Wednesdays. Oh dear, dear, 23rd of February. Well, perhaps when we can swap a day of work, how about that?
Yeah.
Shall we try and go to work on Thursday?
Yes, Thursday now.
Let me try and swap a day of work so you can go to a party. Perhaps she's having it on a Wednesday because she knows I'm at work and we can't go.
So we'll teach her.
Turn your head! Turn your head!
Did we? Well, shall we write this on the calendar then?
No.
No?
I want the chocolate and the Darlene chocolate.
You'd like a Sister Eileen chocolate, would you?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm going to write this on the calendar.
Who needs your Mr. Eileen chocolates?
Well, I haven't eaten them all now. Charlotte's
23.
Charlotte's 23. Charlotte's second birthday. And I shall just write underneath party 2 to 4 o'clock p.m. And I'll see you tomorrow when I go into work if I can.
Where's Percy going?
Alter my day of work. There's Birdie, she's sitting under my chair. Now listen, we forgot Lynn's birthday and that was in January, on the 12th of January. So while we've got the calendar out, shall we write there? That was a Wednesday as well. Lynn's...
Charlotte's birthday.
Birthday. But Lynn didn't have a party, did she? There, well, that sounds very nice.
Look, my tree man.
You ready for lunch now, Thomas?
No, my tree mud. Mummy, I'm a train mud.
You're a train man?
Yeah, on the station platform.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing on the station platform?
I'm not chewing. I'm riding my ginger roll up. It's James. My James driver.
Oh, you're James's driver, are you?
Yeah.
Nice.
This is James here. You're coming to like in a room with you.
Pardon?
No, and I've got lots of seats on you.
Oh, you've no seats for me?
No.
There's no room for Mummy?
No.
Oh, no.
I told you, that's my dinner chair. I just seated it all up. Your chair all up.
What have you eaten on it?
Your chair all up.
You've eaten my chair?
Yeah.
So who are you, James or James's driver?
James's driver, that's James.
Oh, I see. The train is James and you're the driver of the engine called James, are you?
The engine driver brushes hair.
Hold on, I've just brushed your hair because you look a bit windswept as well, don't you?
My train man.
It was only blowing outside.
My train man's all strapped up and he's trained.
Is he? But the train man's all strapped up in his train, is he? And are you ready to go?
No, not yet. Just a minute.
Oops.
Nearly, I've gone out. Woo woo!
Fine now. Mm. Has the guard blown his whistle?
Yeah.
What else does he do?
Wave his flag along. Bye bye!
Not his flag, not his flag. Wave his flag. And then does he shout bye bye? Oh, bye-bye. You're driving off. Where are you driving to?
Seaside.
The seaside? Which seaside?
Blue one.
The blue one? You mean the blue sea?
Yeah.
We're going to Blackpool or to Scarborough?
Scarborough.
Scarborough. Oh, well, that's quite a journey from here to go to Scarborough. You might have to pass through York.
Yep.
Who lives in York?
Nana Bilby.
Nana Bilby, and who else?
No, what a Purdy.
Not a Purdy, stays at Grandma's sometimes. What's about Grandad?
Grandad Bilby.
Grandad Bilby.
What's train driver doing?
Well, I think the train driver must be a bit hungry now. Is it time for the train driver's lunch? Who are you rolling up your sleeves? Does that mean you mean business?
Mm-hmm. I've been a Tesco.
You want to kiss me?
I've been a Tesco.
Oh, you've been to Tesco? Yeah. I thought you said he wanted to kiss me. You've been to Tesco on the train? Mm-hmm. Oh, you give me a kiss.
I've got some sandwiches.
Have you?
Mm.
From Tesco?
Yeah.
Did you get them for lunch, Thomas?
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, my friend's rather mad.
Well, I went to the baker's in Heaton Mersey. They've got some sausage rolls for our lunch.
Thanks. That's my friend rather dinner.
It is. Would you like some coleslaw in that?
No.
No. What about some quavers?
No. Yes.
Yes, I thought you might have quavers. Are you sure you don't want some coleslaw?
No.
There you are, sweetheart.
I'd like some quavers.
Would you?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
It's that skin and pastry.
It's pastry, yes.
And I like pastry.
You do seem to like it. There you are.
Why is the green flavour?
Well, you must eat some of the pastry. The whole idea of having sausage rolls rather than just sausages.
Mm.
I'm going to pinch a quaver if I may.
Mmm.
Mmm.
There's
a sausage
in my mouth.
Have you got a sausage roll in your mouth?
There's a sandwich.
A sandwich? Mm. I'm sorry, we haven't got sandwiches today. We had sandwiches yesterday. Who came for lunch yesterday?
Miss Riley.
Who?
Miss Riley.
Sister Eileen. No, Sister Eileen came a while ago. No, yesterday. Who came to play and stayed for lunch?
Show and Becky. I've been so together.
And we had sandwiches.
And some salad and some coleslaw.
And quavers.
You had some quavers, didn't you? And then what about dessert?
Chocolate mousse.
Chocolate mousse. Mm. And then in the afternoon you had some fruit and some biscuits, didn't you?
Yes.
You ate an apple.
Becky did not want cheese.
She didn't want the cheese, did she?
No.
Did you have some little cheese sandwiches? But Mummy had also cut some cheese into cubes, hadn't she? Because you had soft cheese on your sandwiches, Dairy-Lee, spreading cheese. But Mummy had cut some cheese into cubes and you ate yours, didn't you? But Becky didn't want that. She's quite a bit younger than you now, Tommy.
Yeah. I like Mummy twins, as I said.
Did I sound like the train driver?
The train driver, no, I like you.
You like me?
Mm-hmm. The train driver, man.
Does that taste good, Thomas?
Yep.
Oh, your lip's a bit sore, isn't it? You fell last night and you banged your head on a paving stone.
Yeah.
And you fell on the gravel, didn't you? And you cut your lip and your mouth and your cheek and your hand and your knee. You were in a poor way last night, weren't you? Tastes good.
Friday, Scooby's going to play this night.
What? You've just said Friday, the cupboard's going away this night. Friday morning at 11 o'clock, this cupboard is going, isn't it? It's being moved, somebody's coming in a big van to take it away.
Sister Eileen's dad.
It's going to Sister Eileen's house. You say Sister Eileen's dad? I don't think it's her dad coming to pick it up, but somebody's certainly coming to take it away. Well, you're going to miss playing in your cupboard, aren't you? So what day is it today? Tuesday?
It's Friday, kid.
No, it's not Friday. It's Tuesday. You've got today and tomorrow, Wednesday, and the day after, Thursday.
Yep.
So you've got today, tomorrow, Thursday. You've got about three days to play with it. And then on Friday, Mummy's going to have to empty things out of it and give it a good clean up. Isn't she? And then it's going. Oh, what would Thomas play with then?
Something else.
You'll play with something else, will you? Well, yeah. Nothing else, though, with cupboard doors on that you can use like you do with that.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, no, this. What's my boxes?
Yes, what are we going to do with all your boxes?
Put them in shapes.
Put them in shapes?
Yeah.
You use them to build shapes with at the moment, don't you? When you were a baby, we had that cupboard through there. And then about the time, I can't actually remember what happened when you started walking. I don't think you really tried to open the cupboards, I can't remember. But then we had the fireplace put in, didn't we? You hadn't been walking all that long when we had the fireplace put in. And we moved that cupboard through here and then we let you play with it. You've played with it ever since, haven't you? You're going to miss it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All the planes, a helicopter.
Do you want to play with the helicopter?
Yes.
No?
Yeah. Fly up the sky!
The helicopter flies up to the sky, does it?
Yeah, look again.
You enjoying those quavers?
No, it's a suit.
What's a suit?
My hair is a suit.
Pardon?
My hair is a suit.
Your quavers are suits?
Yeah.
What's a suit, Thomas?
No.
No, I don't know. I don't think
you just. And the ass is so suits.
Pardon?
Ass is a suit.
A giraffe?
Yeah. I
just love it. Are you? You're eating those crisps very noisily. Aren't you? You've been a noisy boy. Well, after we've had lunch, Mummy's got some cleaning up to do. And then shall we see if we can go for another little walk? If it's not raining too hard. You're just making up silly words and I'm trying to have a conversation with you.
Well, say boo boo.
I'll tell you what we'll have to do, Thomas. We'll have to ask Lynn if her and Ben and Charlotte want to go to the airport again one day, because we had a lot of fun that day when we went, didn't we? Shall we try and do that?
And the suits. The suits.
I don't know what you mean when you say suits.
No.
I don't think you know what you mean either, do you?
The thing my gun said.
Oh, is that what the dustbin wagon said? Is that the noise he makes when he's lifting up the bags?
Ooh. Wee wee!
We saw him yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
And going to toddler group this morning, we saw all the bin bags out on the other housing estate, so we know that they have their bins empty today. Actually, what we should do, Thomas, we should have a little walk up there later on.
Ooh.
Because we know that they weren't collected when we came home about 12 o'clock. Mm. It was about between 12 and half past when we came home.
Not on the tape. I just think that go come.
No, we didn't manage to get it on tape yesterday, did we?
No. Just when I go pulled up.
Yes, that's right, because we'd just come home after Joe and Becky had finished the lunch. We all walked to their house, didn't we, to pick up the dog, to take the dog for a walk. And then when we were walking home, we heard the dustbin lorry and we just walked in the door when he arrived. So you watched him from the window, but we haven't got time to set a tape up yesterday, had we, like we normally do?
No.
We had to do it much later on, after the dustbin man had gone home. But you saw him yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
What have you done? Put your quavers all around the side of your plate?
Yeah. Make some dustbin bags.
Oh, I see. You're pretending they're dustbin bags, are you?
Yeah.
What are the sausage rolls? Houses?
Yeah.
The sausage rolls are houses. Well, it's a sausage roll cut into pieces. And the quavers are dustbin bags. Well, that's very exciting, isn't it? Mm. We've got some little cakes that need eating up, Thomas.
Yes.
We've got Sonia and Isabel coming on Thursday. I'll just have a look at these cakes and see if I think they're going to keep. And if they're not, I might put some in the fridge. What date is it today, Thomas?
Quavers on there.
We've had quavers.
Be more, vengeance said.
Is that what the fire engine said? Well, where's the fire?
Up here.
Would you like the other half of this cake, Thomas?
No, thanks.
Sure.
It's my fire engine cake.
Your fire engine cake?
It's my famous of Thomas. Look, the legs are like a mischief. Like a mischief. Famous, I'm building a house.
Is he? What did you say before? That like a mister or
like a sausage roll thing?
Like a sausage roll thing. No, you said something before when you were turning your juice bottle around. What did you say?
Mixer.
Oh, like a mixer.
Yeah.
You're meaning a cement mixer. It goes round and round. We saw a cement mixer this morning, didn't we?
Just one.
What was near it?
A skip? A skip. Lots of bricks on it. Lots of bricks.
Did the skip have a lot of bricks on it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bang!
No, don't bang.
It's a firework.
Is it a firework? No, you mustn't. Oh, yes, I see what you mean. I think it's the air trapped in the beaker and it's making that sort of whoosh noise, isn't it, that the firework makes. Don't keep banging it, Tommy, the lid will come off. No.
That's a firework. No, not that.
No, but if you keep banging it on the table, Thomas, the lid will come off, the juice will spill and Mummy will be cross.
No, we're not cross.
No, I'm not cross now, but I will be if the juice gets spilled.
I want to get down and wash my hands.
You want to get down and wash your hands? Okay. What about that last mouthful of sausage roll?
No.
You've had enough, have you?
Yeah.
Look. Oh, silly Billy. Do you enjoy that, Thomas?
Yeah. And Bella's hands.
Bella's?
2 months.
What are you saying, darling, about Bella?
I Bella in 3 months.
You're Bella in 3 months?
Yeah.
Not quite sure what you mean. You're Bella in 3 months?
Yeah.
You're going to be 3.
In April?
What date in April? The 3rd of April, Thomas will be 3. First birthday in the year 2000. You're the first in the family to have a birthday in the year 2000. Your birthday's in April. Mummy's and Grandad's in May. Daddy's is in October.
Daddy's six,
is he, in October? And Grandma and Grandma Bilby have birthdays in October, and so does Uncle David and Auntie Sharon.
Yes, and David.
And David. And then in December it's Grandma and Purdy.
Yeah.
But you're the first one in the year 2000.
I'm Bella.
You're Bella, are you?
Yeah.
How old is Bella?
I'm 3.
Is Bella 3?
Yeah.
One of the tweenies had a birthday the other day, was it, Bella?
Yeah.
And is that how you know she's 3?
Yeah.
And how old will Charlotte be in February?
3.
No, Charlotte will be 2.
Ben's 3.
Ben was 3 in August, wasn't he? So this coming August, Ben will be 4.
Mm.
And And Isabel 3.
Yeah.
And Becky will be 2 in June. And we went to a birthday party early in January, and that was Abigail's, and she was 1, wasn't she? You've got a girlfriend of 1, a girlfriend who'll be 2 in June,
yeah,
and a girlfriend who's 3, Isabel.
Yeah. Bella looking at something.
What's Bella looking at now?
That man.
Whoops, you don't know. Oh, I've just dropped the cheese on the floor, Thomas.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind.
No, sweep it up.
Who's going to sweep it up?
No,
the vacuum cleaner, right.
No. Mummy needs to sweep it all up.
Oh, I'm not going to sweep Purdy all up.
Yes.
Purdy's my little pal.
Grandad's pal.
You're Grandad's pal, aren't you? See, if I sweep Purdy all up, I won't have a pussycat.
Right.
That would make me very sad.
Because
I'm cross. I'd be more than cross. I'd be very, very upset when anything happens to Purdy.
Not like you.
Who doesn't like me?
Your head like a sausage.
You don't like me? My hair's like a sausage. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
You'll cry.
I will cry if you keep saying things like that to me. It's very upsetting. No, don't you?
Your dog poo.
No, Thomas, that's not pleasant.
My blue.
My blue?
Yeah. That was green.
Your green? We do this at night.
Blue.
You study blue as well?
Yeah.
We do this at night, don't we, when you're going to bed?
Yeah.
You often tell me that you're a snake.
Yeah.
And I say, what colour is the snake? And you say, I'm purple. And Mummy goes, ugh!
Yeah.
I don't like the thought of sharing the bed with a purple snake.
No. I'm a purple snake now.
You're a purple snake now?
Not Bella now.
You're not Bella, you're a purple snake, are you? I've only got one thing to say to that. Ugh! You're putting your tongue in there. Oh, put your tongue out again. What an awful colour. Oh, it's the blackcurrant juice. I thought you got some deadly disease because your tongue's gone black. I've just realised what it is.
My black.
It's your blackcurrant juice. It's made your tongue go a very dark purple black colour.
I'm all brown.
You came into Mummy and Daddy's bed this morning, didn't you, about 4 to 5? I didn't know you were there till I woke up this morning. Did Daddy lift you in? Did Daddy bring you through, or did you come on your own?
I've got my own.
Did you come through on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, because Daddy said it was 4 to 5 this morning. Did you wake Daddy up when he came in?
Yeah.
What did you say to him? Oh gosh, no wonder he woke up. I don't know.
See something on there.
What can you see?
See Lola on something.
Lola's on your couch, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yes, Lola, one of the Teletubbies. We were playing with those yesterday with Joe and Becky, weren't we? Lola looks like she's curled up and gone to sleep on your coat.
Yes.
We'll have to move your coat back onto the coat stand, I think.
Wake up, Lola!
Wake up, Lola.
Lola's not waking up.
Is she not? She must be very tired.
Yeah.
We'll just finish washing her hands and then I'll go and see if she wants to wake up.
Yeah. I'm a policeman.
You're a policeman? You're a lot of things in a day, Thomas.
Yeah.
You've been a fireman, a blue snake or a purple snake, and now you're a policeman.
Yeah.
No wonder you're tired at night.
I've just got whiskers.
Who's got whiskers?
Policeman.
Has he?
Yeah.
PC Plod?
Yeah.
PC Plod and Noddy, he has whiskers, doesn't he?
What does the policeman say?
What does the policeman say?
I don't know.
He usually goes looking for naughty boys, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The policeman drives up and down, looking for naughty boys, but if ever you're in trouble, and I don't mean trouble, naughty trouble, if ever you got lost or you needed any help, a policeman's a really good man to ask. So don't be frightened of policemen, will you? Because policemen only put naughty boys in the back of the van. And as long as you're being a good boy, they're going to be nice to you, aren't they? So if ever you get lost, if ever anything happened, like we were shopping together and you ran away from mummy and got lost, don't ever be frightened of a policeman, will you? Go up to him and say, I've lost my mummy. Because they'd be very kind to boys who are not naughty. So if ever you need help, you can ask a policeman. Yeah?
Ask mummy.
You could ask mummy, yes.
I'm lost in a big bear. A big bear ate mummy all up.
Well, yes, you could tell the policeman if a big bear ate mummy all up. I'd be quite glad if you tell the policeman. And they'd ask you, they'd say, you'd have to give them a big description, wouldn't you? Well, if mummy's hair looks like a sausage, that's perhaps where the bear ate me up, because it didn't realise. Thought I was a big juicy sausage.
Yes, my policeman looking
at
naughty boy.
Yes. But as I say, Thomas, if you need a policeman, they put naughty boys in the back of the van, but they're very, very happy to help good boys.
Yeah.
They talk to good boys.
Yeah.
So you could talk to them, couldn't you? Pardon?
My big got another policeman like that.
I'm not quite sure what you're saying.
Because my back by then, my naughty.
No, no. We once, last summer, we got in the back of a police van, didn't we? Because we saw the policeman and the fire engine and the ambulance. The policeman put you in the back of his van and he said, I never want to see you in one of these again, didn't he?
Yeah.
Do you remember? That was the day we got a little tortoise that sits outside, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember in the summer?
Yeah.
Oh, we were looking at the tortoise yesterday, weren't we?
Yeah. That's take our friend.
Is it your little friend?
Yeah.
What were we going to call the tortoise? Because I said Freddy and you said no. And you came up with a name. What was it?
Anti-Sausage Man.
We can't call the tortoise Anti-Sausage Man.
Yes.
But you did say something like that. You did say Sausage Man, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, shall we call the tortoise a Sausage Man?
Yeah.
Because then when you're grown up, we can still talk about the Sausage Man and to remind me of Mummy. Remind Mummy of all the time that you asked for sausages and talked about sausages. A bit embarrassing though when friends ask you what your tortoise is called and you say Sausage Man. Finish. Shall I go and get Lola for you?
Yes.
Are you going to ask her to wake up?
Ella, wake up.
Oh, do you know it's beautiful and sunny through there, Tommy?
Yeah.
It's not really too good through here, but through there.
Yes.
Sunshiny.
I think my
policeman's looking at nice Lala. Yes, Lala's nice, isn't she? Mm. I bet Lala's not naughty.
Hello, Lala! Policeman said to Lala.
Huh? Hello, Lala, the policeman said to Lala. Well, that's a good one.
Policeman did that, Lala's money.
What's the policeman doing with Lala's money?
Put Lala's in Lala's pocket.
Oh, yes, Lala's got a pocket, hasn't she? Mama's got a bag at the back.
And put your money in there. That's better. Thanks so much. Bye-bye, Lala. Thanks so much. Need.
There you are. You've got all the Teletubbies now.
Hello.
I don't think Lola's doing down the floor, Dingle said.
You think he asked the policeman what Lola was doing down on the floor?
Yeah.
And what did you say? What was Lola doing on the floor?
Looking at my crumbs. Yes.
Looking at your crumbs? Yes, you have made a few crumbs, haven't you?
Yes, I know, Dingle. I know. You're being naughty, and you're over your policeman in my van. Yeah. You'll be lots of big trouble.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But there's your police car there as well.
Yeah.
Oh, what's Tinky Winky telling you?
Good words.
What's he telling you?
Good words.
Good words?
Yeah.
Is he? Oh, that's so sweet. You're going Tinky Winky a cuddle. You do look nice.
Yeah, you both have another cuddle.
Shall I cuddle Tinky Winky?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to call Auntie Dipsy.
You're calling Dipsy Auntie Dipsy? Yeah. Why are you cuddling Dipsy? Is he alright?
Yeah.
Oh, you look sweet with Dipsy. Who bought Tinky Winky for you?
Auntie Dipsy.
Who did Tinky Winky come to you from? That doesn't sound right. Who brought Tinky Winky for you, I should say?
Auntie Dipsy.
No.
Auntie for Christmas brought you.
Father Christmas brought Tinky Winky, didn't he? Father Christmas brought Poe, the first Christmas we had you. But that's the Poe that sits in your cot. This is a different Poe. You've got one Poe upstairs for Christmas, and then you got this Poe for your birthday, didn't you? And then you got Dipsy last year.
Yeah.
You got little Poe for the first Christmas, you got big Poe for your first birthday, you got Dipsy for your second birthday,
and Tinky Dipsy hair.
You kissed Dipsy's hair, and then you got Tinky Winky at Christmas this year. Well, I think we got Lola when we were on holiday because Lola's a little backpack.
Bebo! Bebo!
Daddy bought you Dipsy at Lola, didn't he? So that you could spill your drink.
Put this onto Lola there.
What do you want Lola to do? To sit on the back of the police car?
Yeah.
She's a bit big.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I like her.
Oh, don't put her on the floor, Thomas. That's full of crumbs. That's not nice. Poor Lala. Poor Lala. I'm going to tell
it's
the police
very
someone,
dark
it's
in there.
Where's it very dark? In the police car?
Yeah. Where's Liz in it?
Who lives in it? Well, the naughty boys in the back and the policemen don't want people to look at them or them to look out. So they've got dark windows, haven't they?
Yeah. Oh, big back. Got a big back.
That's it?
Yeah.
Looks like an American police car to me.
It's a nice police car.
It is a nice police car. Where did you get that from?
Isabel's party.
Yes, that was one of the prizes, wasn't it? Well, I washed your hair before going to Isabel's party, yes?
Yes.
We wash your hair anyway, but before you go into anything special like that, we wash it, don't we?
You're in Daddy's car.
Yes, we went in Daddy's car to Isabel's party. It was very windy and wet that day, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's orange.
Where?
There.
Oh, you mean orange paint on the tablecloth?
Yeah.
That was from something we were doing way back in October, November, wasn't it? When we were making those leaf pictures, do you remember?
Yeah.
We were sticking leaves with glue onto some paper. We were sticking some onto some red paper, weren't we?
Yeah.
And when the paper got wet with the glue, the red dye came out onto the tablecloth. It's fading a lot now, isn't it? We keep wiping it and it looks more orange than red now.
It's orange now, it's orange.
It is orange now, yes.
That sun's not flashing.
No, no, the lights on top don't work, do they?
No.
Red lights and blue lights.
A purple light.
You can see black lights in the middle, yeah. You want your big digger?
Yeah.
It's very distant.
And the big barcade.
Just a minute, finish your lunch. No. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, you're cheeky asking for your digger and saying you want to dig something and then suggesting Smarties. No, 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 cheeky boy.
Yeah.
You're a cheeky boy.
Yes.
Aren't you? Oh, your head feels quite warm. Are you all
right? I'm digging snow.
You're digging snow?
I'm digging Smarties.
You want to dig Smarties? I think you're so cheeky. You told me you'd had enough lunch.
Yes.
And suddenly you found room for Smarties. Yes, cheeky. Well, I think what we ought to do now is get our coat on and have a little walk out to see if we can see the bin man.
No.
No? And then you can have a Smartie when you come home.
I did it again.
Cheeky, cheeky boy.
Cheeky Smarties!
Smarties are not cheeky, you're the cheeky one.
Digger, 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 small days!
Is it?
Yeah. Please, mommy! But Digger has seen the pot! I'm ready! And you come and see it!